Must be Friday afternoon because Daniel Pinto Gunderson is playing his Friday music as a bumper intro on the Mike McFeely Show here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. It is 4:05. It is the final hour of this program. I hope you're having a great afternoon. And as I've said all along, if you're heading down to Ames, Iowa for the football game, that's where I am right now. I'm broadcasting from Jack Trice Stadium on the campus of Iowa State University. The football game between North Dakota State and Iowa State is tomorrow morning. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. on KFGO. Scotty Miller with the call. All the pregame stuff in the couple of hours before that, and then, of course, all of the postgame stuff as well, including Ryan Gellner's Bison Tailgate Show, or Bison Rewind Show, rather, where folks can call in and either express their dismay at the Bison's performance or laud the Bison's performance, depending, I assume, on which way the game goes tomorrow. Very quick note here. We were talking earlier about the traffic crash on 13th Avenue in Fargo near I-29 that had traffic backed up all the way to 25th Street. Somebody texts into the program at 35270 and says, "Hey, Mike, I just drove down 13th Avenue, and it was clearing up. A tow truck was loading up one car that has one eastbound lane taken up." And so it sounds like things are moving forward on 13th Avenue, so don't be quite so afraid to go that way, either on your way home or on your way to work or the mall or wherever. I thought I would get on today's program a voice of an Iowa State fan. And because I'm a social media guy, I love the Twitter. Twitter is the place I spend much of my day, sadly, and Facebook and everything else. I ran into a gentleman on Twitter earlier today named Travis Ballstead, and Travis is an Iowa State football fan. I presume he's a rabid Iowa State football fan because he was kind of semi-talking trash back at Bison fans back in Fargo, and so I wanted to get Travis on the program this afternoon. Hello, Travis Ballstead. Welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Welcome to Ames.
Yeah, you bet. Now, are you in Ames, Travis, or are you in Des Moines, or where are you?
No, I'm in Ames. I actually work on campus now, and I live here in Ames.
Okay, and so how long have you been an Iowa State football fan? Are you from here originally?
I grew up in Northwest Iowa. I've been an Iowa State fan since I was about 8 years old, so that makes it 34 or 35 years.
Okay, so you're a middle-aged guy in your 40s, and you're a lifelong Iowa State football fan. Now, let me ask you this. Iowa State does not have the tradition that a lot of college football programs have, Travis, especially in the Big 12. What's kept you an Iowa State football fan all these years?
We don't quit.
You're not a fair-weather fan, then.
We've gone through some really, really rough times. When I became an Iowa State fan, you know, we weren't that good. We went through, when I was a student in the early 90s, I think we won 3 or 4 games the entire time I was a student. But I never missed a game. I never missed a basketball game. And, you know, you go, we're all super fans. We go to the women's sports. We go to the Olympic sports. We love Iowa State. Very similar to how things the Bison fans are. They got heart.
So when it comes to this game tomorrow, Travis, what is your thought on Iowa State playing a team like North Dakota State? Do you have a lot of confidence in your squad that you're going to be a good enough team to beat NDSU, or how are you looking at this 2014 season early on?
I think we're both going to know a lot more about our teams tomorrow afternoon. I'm confident. But I'm always confident. This is that type of year when a football fan is they're hopeful and they're confident and they're optimistic. I would never go to the point of being arrogant about it. But I'm confident that Iowa State will win tomorrow. I think we're going to surprise a lot of people this year.
Why is that?
I think if you look at our last season, yeah, we were 3-9, but there are a lot of factors involved in that. And it was a brutal year last year. It was a tough season to sit through and watch. But also, when you think about it, yeah, we had 3 bad losses and we had 3 wins. Our other losses were 8 points, 7 points, 6 points, 4 points. And you know as well as I do, we beat Texas last year. That was just taken away from us there at the end. So we were in a lot of games, even with the amount of injuries that we had, with a questionable offensive coordinator, some really, terrible planning. The scheduling that we had last year was horrendous. We had, week one and then a bye week, then a Thursday game and then a bye week, and then another Thursday game, and then finally a Saturday game. And at which point now we had to run the gauntlet of the Big 12 without any bye week. So I think with all the things that went into, how terrible last season became, we were still in five of those games, quite frankly. So
Travis, you were getting on some Bison fans for talking about excuses of why NDSU might lose the game tomorrow. And those were all excuses you just gave us, weren't they? You're just making excuses for the Cyclones.
They're excuses, but these are actual things that just happened. They actually are true. They are excuses, but they are also, concrete items that happened. And they happened to Iowa State, and they're proven. There's no way you can say, "Oh, that's not true. You didn't have injury." Yeah, we did have injury. I guess that was kind of a jab, because last season when we beat Kansas in the Ice Bowl, that game, it was 7 degrees at kickoff at 7 p.m. It got cold. It was well below zero by the end of the game. Kansas claimed that their fans were claiming the next week that we had flooded the field, so it was just a solid sheet of ice before the game started. That's the kind of stuff that's just terrible. And so I guess
Let me ask you that. Did you flood the field?
No, like I said, we have an awards-winning ground crew. They would absolutely never do that to their field. Trust me. Those guys do a great job with the field. They do everything they can. We had to play on the same field Kansas did, so...
That was maybe
a little reminiscent when I saw, advanced reports of people, a state and a half away saying, "Oh, I hear the field's crappy." I was kind of like, "Oh, are they going to pull a Kansas next week if they lose?"
I met the head groundskeeper, Travis, and he called the field his baby. He said, "This is my baby." So I don't think you're right. He wouldn't flood the field and kill the grass.
Oh, no. Exactly, they have a really cool movie night, but they can only do it in May because they need... From the middle of May, they are working on the field, getting it ready and processing it for the start of football season. They take it seriously.
Travis Ballstead, he's a lifelong Iowa State football fan. He joins us. He's stepping out of work for a few minutes here to join us on the Mike McFeely Show. We greatly appreciate that. So are you guys going to overlook NDSU tomorrow? Are you one of these Big 12 teams that's going to go, it's just the Bison. It's just a little team from North Dakota coming down. They play at the FCS level. This guy at this Des Moines TV station was tongue-in-cheek making fun of North Dakota State and FCS football. Are you one of those guys, Travis, or do you have some respect for a smaller school?
We absolutely have respect. If you go, Cyclone Fanatic is the big Iowa State message board for all the fans. And like I said about my attitude, I think it's pretty similar across all of our fan base, that we're confident, but we're not... You talked about our history. We don't have the history to be arrogant or cocky about any of these games. We lost to UNI last year, so we know what it's like. I don't think the football team or the fans are overlooking this game at all, but I do think there's, among the fans, it's cautiously optimistic. And among the team, I think they're confident, and I think they need to.
So how's tailgating going to be tomorrow? Because NDSU fans have become known in the last several years for traveling really well to road games and getting started early on getting it done. Last year in Manhattan, they were out drinking at about 7 o'clock in the morning when it was 100 degrees outside, Travis. So there's going to be some people bringing their A game tomorrow morning. Does Iowa State fans like to get after it too?
They waited till 7 a.m.? We'll be out there at 5. The lots open 6 hours prior to kickoff or 7 a.m., whichever's earlier. So we'll be there at 5 getting started.
You're going to be out tailgating at 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple seasons ago when Iowa was in town, we were out there at about 3:30 in the morning just to get in line, to get into the lots, to get the spots we like to get. And they ended up letting everyone in at 4 because there were so many people lining up and blocking the street. We get after it, too. And the tailgating situation, you've seen it now, the parking lot surrounding the stadium, it's fantastic. And I tell you what, you know, as long as the Bison fans don't come in and, you know, as long as they're not arrogant and cocky, if they're, we'll talk a little trash, but very good-hearted. We know, Iowa State fans, we're great people. We're not going to be arrogant. We're not going to be, you know, hurtful. We'll make some jabs here and there. But you're going to make some great friends tomorrow if you walk into some Iowa State tailgates with a cool attitude.
Okay, and let me warn you, there are some Bison fans who are arrogant and cocky, and they kind of run their mouth and they get drunk because they've got 3 national championships under their belt, and so there may be some of that, Travis, but most of them are pretty good people. Okay, one more question, I'll let you get back to work so you don't get fired. Okay. If people are coming into town tonight, if they're coming into Ames tonight, what's the hangout? Are people, should they be going to Des Moines for a good time, or should they be staying in Ames, or give us the lowdown on the nightlife here?
Oh, go down to Main Street. I mean, it depends on what you want. Main Street has some really cool bars. They've got DG's Tap House, which will have live music and a ton of different good craft beers. There's a pool hall right downstairs that you actually go into DG's from if you want to play pool. London Underground is right across the street. Whiskey River is right across the street. Great burgers at Whiskey River or their pulled pork or whatever. So Main Street is very cool if you like, you know, so people my age, for, you know, the 40-year-old
sure.
stuff, there's very cool stuff on
old
Main
guys.
Street. Yeah. You know, Campus Town, Welch Avenue Station, and Charlie Oaks are 2 very cool places. Plus, there's a ton of other, you know, bars that the student age folks go to. Something a little quieter, you know, Wallabies is kind of like the Iowa State.
No, you can stop there. You can stop there. Bison fans don't want quiet, Travis. They want cold beer and meat. So to just stop the quiet stuff, they want beer and booze and meat and everything else. So just stop. Travis, thank you. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for being a good sport. I have your cell number. I may try to track you down tomorrow morning and have a hot dog or hamburger with you, okay?
Absolutely. You're more than welcome. Hey, one other quick tip for your fans. At halftime at Jack Trice Stadium, if you go out to eat the main east gate at the 50-yard line, you can go out at halftime and get a quick beer and a hot dog or whatever in the parking lot. As long as you get your hand stamped and you got your ticket stubbed, you can get out, have a beer, and get back in.
Okay, perfect. Travis, thank you. Thanks for the info. Take care, buddy, okay?
You bet.
Yep, you bet. That's Travis Ballstad. He is a big ISU football fan. He lives right here in Ames. He works on campus. He'll be at the game tomorrow along with about 50,000 of his closest friends cheering on the Cyclones. We need to take a break on the Mike McFeely Show, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346, or you could text us at 35270. Okay, that's the Iowa State side of things. We'll tie in with the Bison fan who's in Ames, Iowa right now. There's lots of them coming down, so we'll tie in with one of them and find out what's going on with those.